This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A woman posted a YouTube video of her drunk husband walking around a second-story ledge in their home. After being told she was going to show the video to his mother, he yelled, "Hi, Mom!" The man wasn't hurt and told his wife, "It doesn't matter what the height is, I can climb it." Actress, writer, producer Nia Vardalos stars in a new movie called Helicopter Mom.
It was a largely improvised film helmed by a woman named Salome Brezhner, who had a beautiful way of having controlled chaos on set. And I had such a good time doing it. And Jason Dolly from Good Luck Charlie plays my son. And we had so much fun. By the way, don't I sound like a drag queen today? I voiced an entire animated film yesterday. I'm sorry, I can't tell you the title yet because it's not announced. And then, last night, I went to Barry Manilow. So I have no voice today. I literally sound like a drag queen.
So, Nia, in this new movie, Helicopter Mom, you play a crazy lady, right?
I liked that I got to play something different, somebody sort of unlikable for a change. I was like, yes, I'd love to play someone nuts. Sure.
Was it hard to make yourself seem nuts, or did it come naturally?
No. All actors are nuts. It's easy. The difficulty now is being a parent. You want to be your kid's best friend, but you just can't. You have to be a parent.
Well, I'm the happiest man in the world that you're coming out with a movie called Helicopter Mom, because when we were together in Thanksgiving, the whole family, about 20 of us in Philadelphia this past November, I brought up the term helicopter parents, and nobody knew what I was talking about. There was one person, my future daughter-in-law, she said, "Oh, I know what that means. You know, you hover around your kids." And I said, yeah. And we're debating this and laughing that nobody knows what I'm talking about. And finally, my wife steps into the middle of the room. She says, "I understand the helicopter part, but what about the parrots? What about, why are you talking about parrots?" The whole time she thought we were saying helicopter parrots.
That is a hilarious story.
We laughed. I swear to God, I haven't laughed that hard probably in 20 years. The tears were streaming down my face, and she was so serious. She was so frustrated because she couldn't understand why we were talking about helicopter parrots. The sequel to Helicopter Mom. It's Helicopter Parrots.
I'm headed actually to, we're doing the sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and I'm headed there next week. And John Corbett used to do that to me on the road all the time for the press for the first one. He would tell people that I used to have a parrot store. And then the press, a parrot store. He thought it was fascinating that I used to be a florist. That was my job going through college. I'm a professional florist. So he would just make up stuff. He'd be like, "Do you know this one's a professional florist?" And then it would morph into, "Do you know this one here used to have a parrot store?" I was like, "John."
You said Helicopter Mom was mostly improvised, correct?
Yes. We had a loose structure every day of what scene we were going to do, and we just made it up on the spot, and it was really fun to do.
And you have a background in that?
Yes, I'm from Second City, and I write all my movies, so I enjoy just sort of just approaching it that way. Just, oh, here's a blank page. Let's see what we're going to say today.
What's the name of the sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
It's called My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Yeah, simple. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be My Big Fat Greek Separation, Trial Separation, something like that.
No, we realized we had to reclaim our title after all these companies like have been spinning it off, you know. But we thought, hey, it's our title, so we're just going to call it My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
And who else is in that with you?
The entire cast is coming back. We're going back to Toronto to film it. I am Canadian, and we're going back there where we filmed the first one.
And we can expect to see it in movie theaters?
Next year.
Okay.
It's being released by Universal.
We look forward to your next endeavor, the sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Was such a classic movie, and hopefully this movie and your next will be just as big.
You're so nice, Mike. Always. I gotta say, you're just kind, and I appreciate that.
We do our best here. We try to make our guests welcome, and that way we get them to come back someday.
Yes, it's true, and I feel like there's a lot of cynicism in the world, and you're just very kind, and I appreciate it. My husband's a New Yorker, PSM, by the way.
Next time, we'll talk again about the sequel next year when it's ready to come out, Nia.
You're so kind. Thank you. Okay, and sorry about my drag queen voice, but it was worth it to sing along with Barry last night. I mean, we were in the stands singing at the top of our voices. I mean, you realize you know all his songs. We grew up with all his music. It was at the Staples Center, which is, you know, a giant stadium in Los Angeles, packed to the roof. It was just amazing. Okay, thank you.
And with actress Nia Vardalos, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you handle a critical coworker? Assume they mean well.
Behavior coach Bev Flaxington says that people often do bad things for good reasons. They're having a rough day, want your attention, or don't know how to communicate better.
So rather than feeling hurt or getting mad, give them the benefit of the doubt this time around.
Then, determine if you need to address their criticism. If so, don't talk about what they said. Instead, frame it as what you heard and how it made you feel.
For example, when I heard I didn't fit in with the team, it made me feel hurt and alone.
This gives them a chance to restate what they meant while also appealing to them as a person.
And it will help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis star won more than 200 matches in her singles career, but was once the world's number one ranked doubles player. And she's probably sold more posters than any tennis player in history. So, where is Anna Kournikova now? Injuries forced an early end to Anna's pro career, but she hasn't put down her racket. She's involved in world team tennis, and she got together with doubles partner Martina Hingis in 2010. She also filled in for Jillian Michaels on NBC's The Biggest Loser in 2010.
Please say hello to Anna Kournikova!
I'd say Anna's dominance on dorm walls remains unchallenged. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.